Welcome back to the Jacob Bunn Show. We are reviewing week one of the SEC football season and previewing week two and three because we will not have a show next week. Jacob Bunn, Kelly Kitchens with you this week. Last week was pretty much the Goliaths playing the weaklings at Alabama, San Jose State, Arkansas, Tennessee Tech.
Quality games.
Definitely. Auburn, Arkansas State, even Mississippi State and Memphis was a blowout. Can you believe that? There were a couple close ones. LSU came down to the wire against a North Carolina team playing a bunch of backups. That never should have happened. Les Miles once again shows his brilliance. Florida, a little slow out of the gate against Miami of Ohio. Maybe they can correct things this week as they play in-state.
Tripped over every hurdle along the way.
What was the main problem?
Adazio, the offensive coordinator. Oh, yeah, and snapping the ball, that fundamental thing that you learn at first grade.
People are all over Derek Dooley's bandwagon because he beat UT Martin 50-0. Wow, that's a major statement there. Kentucky over Louisville and Northwestern, no surprise there, beating Vanderbilt, although it was closer than I actually thought it was going to be. Georgia over Louisiana Lafayette, and that's week one, which is always full of garbage games. We can now move on into the second week. A few news updates as we begin. Mark Ingram most likely not going to play for Alabama in their big matchup that we'll talk about here in a few minutes. Nick Saban, on his radio show Thursday night, has taken a lot of flack nationally because of a comment he made about Boise State. The question is, do you think it was really that out of bounds? I don't know. He said this in relation to Boise State and the BCS conversation. It is the full body work. It's not just that you can beat one team, but if you have to beat six or seven other teams and have to play with the consistency to do it, I think it goes a long way in saying what kind of football team that you have, and that's no disrespect because they may certainly be able to do the same thing if they were put in that circumstance. Talking, of course, about Boise State being put in a BCS conference. Yeah, Boise State, they beat Virginia Tech.
Whoop-de-doo. He's lost three games average the last 4 to 5 years. But I will say this. You remember the SEC championship when Utah was going to be the opponent in the Sugar Bowl. He took a shot in the post game of Florida-Alabama about Utah. So I'm going to go on a limb and say he doesn't like these smaller schools saying that they should vie for the national title.
In this case, though, Nick Saban's a very powerful coach, obviously the latest coach to win a national championship. You know, he's just making the point, and others would agree with him. Urban Meyer, Mack Brown, the big coaches around the nation would agree with him that there is no place for Boise State in the BCS with the schedule they play now. Now, if you put them in the ACC or any other conference, even the SEC, and they do the same thing, they go undefeated, then obviously they would deserve a legitimate shot at competing in the BCS championship. But in the WAC,
I mean, they should start by beating an SEC team, let alone beating multiple ones.
They're 0-4 against the SEC. Latest was an embarrassment by Georgia, as far as Boise State's concerned. But
another pick by Zabransky. Oh, yeah, Bulldogs got it. Never mind.
It'll be interesting to see how this debate goes, because it will rage as the season moves on. And do they play Oregon State on the 22nd? I believe it's
the third week of the season.
Yeah, the third week of the season. They are going to host, on the bluegrass, the Oregon State Beavers. That'll be one of their tests. But you try to search for in-conference tests. Utah State may be the best-looking WAC team, and they'll beat Utah State by 25 easily.
Easily, and they'll be double-digit favorites. If you look at it, it's littered with teams not only that aren't good, but don't even have a winning record as of last year. Utah State on people knocking Alabama's schedule. Alabama, this is the first time they haven't had that big, and they still have Penn State on there. But they've got Utah State also on Boise's schedule. So, I mean, are we all going to get trophies after this year also?
Well, I think also Virginia Tech. I mean, they have choked away enough big games to last a lifetime under Frank Beamer. Frank Beamer, once again, and I love the guy. I mean, he's a great, great guy, great coach. He is a good coach. But when it comes to the big game, he cannot get his team to respond. And Beamer ball, I mean, special teams at Virginia Tech is supposed to be emphasized.
When do we get to a probably a number 15? Let's be honest. After they get through the season, they'll probably have lost two more games. They'll end up being in the top anywhere 10 to 15. A 10 to 15 team, they jump 2-3 places in the polls, and an Oregon State team is going to validate you if you win both of those to be in the upper echelon. These are two middle of the road conference teams,
right,
and you're validating to be in the national spotlight.
I was just thinking during the game, is this the most attention that's ever been paid to an ACC versus WAC contest?
Unfortunately.
Anyway, looking at this week in the SEC, Louisiana Monroe plays at Arkansas on Fox Sports Net. Thursday night, Auburn and Mississippi State played. Auburn was able to escape Starkville with a 17-14 game. Neither team looked overly impressive in that one. USF plays at Florida at 11:21 on the SEC Network. Western Kentucky at Kentucky, 6:30 CSS. 6 o'clock, you have LSU and Vanderbilt, Oregon at on ESPNU, Oregon at Tennessee on ESPN2, and Penn State and Alabama on ESPN. Ole Miss plays at Tulane at 8 o'clock and on ESPN2. They're shoving this one kind of over in the corner. I think it's one of the better games of the day. Of course, you have so many good ones, but Georgia, South Carolina at noon, at 11 on ESPN2.
I thought you were going to go with Vandy, LSU, because I think that could be a quality matchup. I mean, I honestly kind of...
Both head coaches are going to take focus factor.
Les will be over there reading Football for Dummies, but I don't understand Les. He tries to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory every week, and get your defibrillators ready.
You're running the ball, and Stephen Ridley, your star running back, you're running the clock out. I mean, you got a minute to go, you're running the clock out. Of course, you could have knelt, but...
Yeah, that's too easy.
You're running the clock out, and you fumble, giving North Carolina another chance. And Les Miles, somebody tweeted that Les Miles, well, he doesn't have nine lives like a cat. He has an infinite amount of lives.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, it's funny. We say North Carolina, but we should reemphasize North Carolina's band, essentially, is who they played. Because 3 out of 4 defensive linemen and all the secondary was out. That's just the starters.
No.
So you can make it look that difficult.
LSU's going to have to get its act together if it wants to be any threat in the SEC, and they always think they are, even if they're not. Okay,
dogs.
Second week predictions, and I'll get Kelly to pick also, as we always do here on the Jacob Bunn Show. Second week, we'll start with the no-name games that we don't even need to pick, and that's obviously Arkansas and Louisiana Monroe. Louisiana Monroe's had great moments in the SEC, but they won't have one Saturday. Ole Miss at Tulane. Name your amount of points. I mean, Houston Nutt's going to fire the...
He's going to send a text before he gets there and open the floodgates, and I'm not taking a shot at Louisiana here. So, but it's going to be awful. I think the Rebels or whatever they are over there now are going to go down there. Maybe Jeremiah can pick up some laptops while he's in New Orleans.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't think he's going to send him a text. I think it's an email Masoli right before the game. Just make sure he's on the same page. Florida playing South Florida, as we mentioned, Kelly's team.
Hey, I've got it. Right when you said that. Adazio could go coach offense for Les Miles.
Les Miles, and Robbie Caldwell.
Yes. I mean, there couldn't be a better group of guys. I mean, it would at least be the circus.
Kentucky-Akron, also a game that nobody cares about. All right, moving into the premier matchups of the week, and we'll start with one that a lot of people think is going to be lopsided. I don't necessarily agree. Tennessee-Oregon. I'm taking Oregon, but I think it's going to be close because you can't walk into an SEC stadium, and I know that Tennessee has very, very little talent on defense, but you still can't walk into an SEC stadium and escape with a blowout, unless you're, of course, playing Ole Miss.
Unless you're the Jacksonville Gamecocks. You're right, and I think Tennessee, I honestly actually think this game will be closer. I think they'll probably cover the spread, but I think a lot of people are expecting LaMichael James, with his return, to run them out of the stadium, but I think... You know, they were playing the friendly confines against New Mexico. Now they're on the road with 100+ thousand, which 90 will probably be there. But I think you're probably right about that. I think Oregon wins, but it's a little bit closer than the experts would agree on.
Whoever they are. Vanderbilt playing LSU. You got to go with LSU here. I do think it's not going to be a blowout by any means. I mean, Les Miles blowing a team out, that'd be something new to the earth. But it will be a win for LSU. And they will limp into 2-0. What do you say?
I think they will. And unfortunately, by looking at their schedule, I think they might limp into the swamp undefeated, too. I mean, Les is under-impressive, to say the least. He's in a boat like Richard, we touched on earlier. Is, you know, they're in that peril of no one wants them there, but they can't fire them.
No, you're right.
So it'll be interesting. I think Les will get it done. Unfortunately, he doesn't read books.
Alabama playing Penn State, I do think it's going to be closer. I think way too much is being underestimated about Penn State. I mean, come on. Penn State is a legitimate football team. And as you pointed out before we started the show, Penn State actually brings it when they play SEC teams, which is something you can't say for the other members of the Big Ten. I think Alabama wins, but I don't think it's a blowout.
I would agree with you. And Joe Paul wants this one because, I mean, he's got history with Alabama, history with Coach Bryant. You know, we've all heard what's going on. He hasn't even done any interviews. I don't know what kind of involvement he has, obviously being an older gentleman, but I do know this game will be closer. And I think they match up where Alabama takes advantage of a lot of these teams right now is that they're running the spread, so they're undersized on defense. Alabama pounds it. Penn State's big up front. If they don't make any crucial errors and they don't give up any big plays, this game might get kind of interesting going into the second half or deep into the second half. I think Alabama will eventually pull away, but I'm with you. I think it's going to be close.
And our game of the week is Georgia playing in Columbia for this week for the at the South Carolina Gamecocks. And
I might as well play in Indianapolis at the NCAA because they're
– Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm going to go with the Gamecocks.
I'm with you. I can't believe I'm picking it, but I'm going with Cocky.
Now, we've both picked that, so watch South Carolina let us all down. Okay, that's week two. Let's quickly run through week three because obviously we won't have a show next week. And remember to tune back in garbage games that week, just a couple of them as we move obviously closer into the season. There are less and less of those. Kentucky playing Western Kentucky and South Carolina.
The Kool-Aid Man is their mascot. Have you seen that guy? The Western Kentucky Hilltopper.
Really?
I mean, it's like that big – he looks like that big – is that big red thing. I don't even know what he is. But he looks like the Kool-Aid guy that busts through the wall.
I'm going to leave the comment vacant there. Alabama playing at Duke. You could call that a garbage game, although, you know, on the road is never going to be easy, I think. Alabama
Coach K versus Nick Saban.
Yeah, is he going to coach? I mean, they ought to let him coach.
They should really send a thank you letter to Alabama because that's the first time they've ever sold out their season tickets ever at Duke, and Alabama had to purchase them to get that one-game ticket.
Auburn is hosting Clemson. Auburn Tigers did not look at all impressive last night. Can they right the ship? I think they win against Clemson, but I think it's close.
I do, too. And what's funny about those two campuses, I don't know if you've ever been to Clemson, but it is essentially Auburn with a lake. It's the blueprint of it. If you've gone to Auburn, all you got to do is imagine a lake right there that you can
get a carbon copy. I mean, yeah. the whole university.
And the mediocrity of them in each conference is also a carbon copy.
A big game that to pick, not so much on as far as what it means to the SEC, is Vanderbilt at Ole Miss now. That's going to be a pick 'em game for sure. I taking Ole Miss, but, you know, after last week, I'm feeling less and less confident. Robbie Caldwell, get his troops fired up, but I just think Ole Miss has more.
I think Masoli will show them what's up, and I think he'll start to get more comfortable in his role, and I think that will kind of woke him up. You get to the point in that game, fairness to Ole Miss, not fairness, but to their credit, it's one of the situations. You're up too big at the half. I mean, you're thinking about where are we going to party after the game, and next thing you know, you've got them running the wild offense on you. So,
the next game on our rundown here is Mississippi State at LSU. How does Les Miles? I mean, it seems like every game is one of those.
You remember that last
close,
year?
But they're going to roll through it.
Four straight downs inside the five last year to beat LSU and could not get it done. They tried the pass and he didn't give it to Anthony Dixon. Took some heat. You felt bad. It was one of those situations. Great play calling. No performance.
Right. No, you're right. It was. And Patrick Peterson, I think, had a punt return for a touchdown.
Did he cramp? Because he always cramps in games.
I taking LSU. Close game.
Absolutely. I'll take LSU in that one as well.
A big game that week is the Florida Gators at the Tennessee Volunteers. This is in Knoxville. Tennessee has no talent whatsoever. We all know that. But, I mean, you still line up and play football. I think Florida wins, but I think it's by a touchdown.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot closer. I almost want to reserve judgment. I know we don't have a show next week, but or you don't, but it's one of those situations. I want to see if they've got that exchange down, because if they don't, that game's going to get dicey in Knoxville.
But I think even more so is the South Florida game, because I think South Florida can really exploit their weaknesses.
I can, but I don't see Florida State. They won at Florida State last year, and Florida State really doesn't have that much of a home field advantage. I agree with you. If they're playing at a different stadium, Florida's 33-2 under
right.
Urban, but I just don't think that. Even if they fumble the ball, we could just punt every time and then hopefully win. But I don't think that you're going to have the same situation at Florida State. And South Florida is located in Tampa, by the way. Last time I checked, that was Central Florida, which is 45 minutes to the west, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been on that rant all day.
And North Florida's in Miami. Georgia is playing.
Beautiful up there.
Arkansas at home. Georgia, I think they lose to South Carolina. And it all kind of works together. So since they lose to South Carolina, I say they bounce back with a win. And this is our game of the week against Arkansas. What do you say?
This is going to be interesting because depending on how many hits they take, if they get some people banged up, they still don't have A.J. Green. Let's keep that in mind. And they come back. So they come back with a loss. They cannot afford to lose.
Oh, no, no. I just bought a jersey from him outside. He's playing.
Was it from the South Carolina game from him standing on the sideline? I'll pay $1,000 for it easy.
He thought I was an agent.
At least Michael Vick's not in Georgia anymore. Their mascot's safe.
Well, he killed the mascot.
I'm actually going to take Arkansas in that game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, everybody says it could be Arkansas's year this year to try and be the Ole Miss last year. Can they be actually what Ole Miss was not supposed to be?
Oh, no, no. I was just going to kind of add to that. I was going to say that, you know, Arkansas, the offense isn't going to be the problem. They've got a veteran offensive line coming back. Mm-hmm. The defense is where they would lack. But Georgia's going to have to score enough points to keep up with them. And without A.J. Green, the question is, can Arkansas load the box, stop Washaun Ely and a freshman quarterback or a new quarterback, a green quarterback, if you will, with two games under him, come in there and lead them to scoring with Ryan Mallett and those guys and that slew of NFL receivers on that roster.
That's the thing, and I don't know that they can stop him. And A.J. Green obviously will not be back for that game, so Georgia is going to have a problem moving.
It's going to be interesting, and if they get banged up, it's really going to get interesting.
That was one back early when the schedule was released months ago that I circled and said, you know, it's not a major premier game, but it will be fun to look at. All right.
It was a shootout last year up in Fayetteville.
No, it was. It was. The two offenses, they just didn't even put defenses out on the field.
Pac-10.
We will be back in 2 weeks, and we will have more of a guest lineup then. We didn't want to do guests today because we were doing 2 weeks' worth. But, yeah, no, it'll be good. And week four, definitely, if you looked at the schedule, you know. But week four really starts the big-time matchups, and that'll be interesting to see who wins and who loses in week four, because picking those kind of games really separates the men from the boys, and that's why I always take downturn right about then as far as picking.
Well, I think you also find out what teams really actually have at that point. We'll know by week four where a lot of these teams stand instead of still kind of guessing and they're finding identities.
But the big games this week, as Auburn has already played, Alabama playing Penn State, Georgia, South Carolina, and the SEC. Florida State, Oklahoma, Miami travels to Columbus to the Horseshoe to play Terrell Pryor and the Buckeyes.
We'll pay back.
And, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm not talking about it, of course. I mainly deal with SEC, but I'm intentionally not giving any airtime to Notre Dame and Michigan because I really just don't care. It's two non-ranked teams.
But I can assure
nobody
you,
cares.
It'll be like Boise State. If they beat Michigan, who was awful, then they're going to be in the top two.
Oh no, Notre Dame will be right them in.
Beano Cook's already got him number one, by the way.
Kelly Kitchens, thanks, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Really appreciate it, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Enjoy the games.